This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I pointed out that if we are Christians, we should be experiencing God working in our lives in a way that others will notice. Over a period of time, this should cause at least some to ask us what is going on. I base this on what is found in 1 Peter 3:15 and 16. Let's do a focus and amplify study of these verses. After reflecting on these two verses, I determined the focus is on being prepared to give a persuasive answer about our hope in a hopeless world. This is amplified with three main points: a proper relationship with Christ, a personal rationale for our hope, and a persuasive response to inquiring minds. Let's amplify these points further based on what Peter wrote. For example, Peter is clear what he means by a proper relationship with Christ. First, it is a heart relationship. The heart refers to the center of our being. It is not merely a relationship based on intellectual conclusions. There are reasons aplenty for having a right personal relationship with Christ. Knowing our need of a Savior is foundational. Understanding who Christ is also important. He is Lord, the All-Sufficient One, the Jehovah of the Old Testament. It is not sufficient to merely give an intellectual assent to this. We need to set Christ apart in our hearts as Lord. We need to give Him first place in our minds as well as in our hearts. This is best expressed in our obedience to His desires and demands. Even unbelievers who slander us should have reason to be ashamed because of our good behavior. Ask yourself, does my relationship with Christ attract others to ask about it? It should.